Hello, and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we are going to talk about organization. Some of us struggle with it on the side of being too organized. Some of us struggle with not being organized enough, and how you can become more organized if that's what you are working on, so that you can better your life if you think that will help. But first, before we jump into my current thoughts on that, let's take a trip back in time and listen to the original Naked Truth on how to be organized. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Naked Truth. I don't know if you noticed that my chair is not here. I got a smaller chair. I got new lighting up in that production quality. What? those of you who know and who've been here as part of the Naked Army since the beginning of the series know that I said I'd be saving my pennies to up the production quality, and I'm doing that little by little. So let me know how it looks or if there's anything you think I need to adjust. I love and appreciate your feedback so much. Thank you, guys. Also, thank you to the Naked Army members who sent in their own naked vlogs as a response to the Naked Truth on Sexual Comments with Miss Danny Rosenberg. That's Steve, Kim, Eric, Jacob, Cameron, Pat, Jenny, Will Johnson, Patrick, Nathan, Patricia, James, Lawrence, Kenny, John, Zach, Prescott, and Kristen, and Grant. So thank you guys all so much for sending in your vlogs. I actually got to forward some of them to Danny, and she loves them too, and it's just nice to bounce ideas back and forth. So, thank you. Now, for this week, I've actually been going a little bit crazy because I have so much going on, and some of you may or may not know that I joke around about my neuroses about having to be organized, and I got a couple questions on, what to do for time management and tips to stay organized. Ronaldo Coots said, hey, just a shot in the dark here, but from what I've seen on SourceFed and SourceFed Nerd, you're very list-oriented. I greatly admire your ability to organize. Do you have any recommendations in regards to apps, programs, lessons from experience, etc.? And then Michael Barbosa said, please do a Naked Truth on time management and getting things done that matter before anything else. So I thought I would share a little bit about me, because this is an area that I struggle with sometimes because I'm so list-oriented and time management-oriented that it's hard for me to relinquish control sometimes, and that holds me back. But anyway, I haven't always been an organized person. Most of my life, I was very lucky that as a kid, I was pretty clever and picked stuff up quick. So in elementary school and even junior high, I didn't really have to work that hard to get good grades. And I just, I always get A's. I'm the kid that always gets A's. And when I moved to high school, I went to a very difficult all-girls college prep school that I really wanted to go to with the ultimate goal of getting a full scholarship to college. And I went to this high school, and my very first pop quiz of freshman year in high school was on the summer reading, which I did do. I read The Once and Future King. I did, I promise. And there was a 5-question pop quiz. And I only got one of the 5 questions right, which is a 20%. And for a kid like me that is like, wait a second, I'm not good at athletics, I'm not super popular, all I have is my grades, oh my god, I got a 20. And I freaked out, and I had a meeting with the teacher, and I said, what can I do? I did read this book, I just don't understand, how am I going to make my grade come back from this? And she was very, very sweet, and she said, well, here's a school day planner. I want you to write down what your homework is, when your quizzes are, so that you can keep track of them. And ever since then, I've written everything down. And I tutor part-time, and the kids that I tutor, I urge them to write everything down as well. I mean, just for me, if I didn't write it down, I'd lose my head if I didn't write it down. Just as an example, I get very, and now I need to work on this, now I need to work on this, and how am I going to get it all done? And I get overwhelmed. So I started writing it down in that paper day planner, and that eventually moved to an e-planner, and that eventually moved to things on my phone that I can now keep on my phone, mostly in the form of calendar. And this is something that's become so necessary and such a part of my life that I associate being organized and having things planned out with control, and that makes me feel secure because that's how I am productive and successful. That's what life has taught me. So, like the times that I would lose my paper day planner, I'd go off the deep end crazy. Or I almost got mugged once in Philly and they wanted to steal my purse, and all I could think is my e-planner's in there. You cannot have this. It wasn't about the money or anything else, or about the danger to my personal life. It was about my e-planner. And it's part of the reason it was like the straw that broke the camel's back with Apple for me, because I was rocking an iPhone for a while, and one time I synced it up to my Windows PC and it erased all of my calendar appointments. And I thought, don't panic. You back things up. And I took it into an Apple store and I said, I back things up. I know there's a way to recover this, right? And they were kind of like, oh, you should probably just buy a Mac. It's, you synced it up with Windows. And at that point, I was like, no. My technology has to work with everything. I can't believe you've erased my whole life. What am I going to do? And so now, my tips that I function by, so that I would share with you, are make to-do lists whenever possible. Keep a scheduled calendar, plan things out and write them down. Don't, even if it's something like, oh, I told my mom I would call her on Thursday, put in your calendar, call mom on Thursday at a certain time with an alarm so that you remember to do that. It enables people to be able to depend on you and know that they can. I mean, especially with a lot of my friends, they're not as time management or planner-ish or organized as I am. And so they rely on me a lot of the times to do that. I mean, who books the hotels for Comic-Con? The shish. Who researches the stories when everybody else is too distracted for SourceFed? The shish. Who pulls the comments for Table Talk? Well, I used to, I don't anymore, but pulls the comments for Table Talk and makes sure that the gaming streams are on time. It was always me. And I don't mind being that person. I like being that person. Okay, so back to task. Tips and things you can do. I use Google Calendar, but you can use whatever that syncs with everything and stores on the cloud so that now we don't have to have that panic attack when we lose our calendar. I like to use either Memo or Note or whatever you have on your phone to make a to-do list. Lately, I've been using the app AnyDo because it's got a widget that I can put right there. It's not my home screen, it's one swipe to the left is my widget for AnyDo, so I can see my to-do and cross them off right there. And if you have a particularly overwhelming day, like there's so much to do in this day, I don't know how I'm gonna get it done, I literally schedule out everything. Like I'll take a piece of paper or I'll take a memo or something like that, and I will write out from 9 to 9:15, get out of bed. And that allows me enough time if I want to snooze once. And then 9:15 to 9:30, brush teeth, wash face. 9:30 to 10 o'clock, pick out an outfit, get dressed. 10 to 10:20, get on the road to point A, or 10 to 10:15, have your cup of coffee. It's always important to schedule in the free time, which is like your reward if you got it all done in the specific amount of time. And if you didn't get it all done in the specific amount of time, you don't have to panic that you're losing control because you have that 15-minute buffer. So that's just a little glimpse into how my mind works. I know I said I've been a little crazy lately, and that's why it's on my mind. And it's because literally today I'm giving a presentation for Microsoft at Social Media Week LA, which is going to be really exciting. I'm prepping a brand new cosplay for New York Comic Con. So, any of you going to New York Comic Con, I will see you there. That's really exciting. I've got a bunch of stuff going on with my personal channel that you will see some more of. I'm acting in the film Penumbra, which you just saw a vlog of this past weekend. And yeah, so like I said, there's a lot of balls in the air right now, and thank goodness I can juggle. So my question to you guys is, how do you juggle your time? How do you stay organized? What tips do you have for me or for the rest of the Naked Army? Either let me know in the comments below, or you can make your own naked vlog back from the shoulders up. Only please, no nudie parts. It's not that kind of show. All right, thank you guys so much for watching this week and for sharing just a little bit of my crazy control freak ways. Now you have a little better glimpse into the mindset of the shish, for better or for worse. All right, I'll see you guys next time.
You know what? It's still true. I am incredibly list-oriented. I live and die by my color-coded Google Calendar is how I joke around. And actually, when my husband and I started dating, I think we had only decided that we were going to be a monogamous couple for a few weeks before we combined Google Calendars, which says a lot about who we are as people. and how we operate. But it's very true. I mean, it's how I operate through life. And it all stems back to that ninth grade pop quiz that I got a 20% on. And I mean, to date, my reading comprehension is still not the best. And to be fair, that book was over 1,000 pages. And I think it was my ninth grade year. So the summer between eighth and ninth grade. That was a pretty hefty book. It was a college prep high school, but still. So when you read over 1,000 pages, and then it all depends on 5 questions, I'm still defending myself all of these years later. And I don't know why. But yes, my reading comprehension is still not the best. I have to reread things multiple times. Shout out to that 20% and leading me to become oh so dependent on writing things down and my day planner. But that has enabled me to be incredibly organized and I would say pretty stinking good at time management now all the way into adulthood. And you know what's funny? I still, I think subconsciously, somewhere in my body, I still think back to that moment that I got so burned at the Apple store when my iPhone 3GS, this is how long ago that was, erased all of my calendar appointments. And it destroyed my productivity and it destroyed basically how I operate. Like it like rebooted the internal computer that is Shish by erasing all of my future calendar appointments. And I still think that there's like, I don't know, a little bit of trauma there when I think back on that to make me not use Apple products to this day. It all stemmed from that moment. You know, it's that elitist us and only us attitude that that Apple as a company has, and you need to have all their products, and at least how that was conveyed to me back in the day of, oh, I'm so sorry that you use a PC. Maybe you should just upgrade to a MacBook and you'd be fine. And we wouldn't have destroyed your life for months. And I know that that is not the case all the time. But that's my emotional knee-jerk reaction to this day, which I just think is very, very funny to me. But it's because I rely so heavily on planners, writing things down, and being able to look at things at a quick visual glance to tell me what's coming up next and what I need to do. I am 100% a person that if I do not write it down, it probably won't happen. This is something that I had a real problem with when I was pregnant. There's a thing called pregnancy brain that people will refer to that is a hormonal thing where you just happen to forget things more often. And I, no joke, had a day when I was supposed to meet a friend for lunch. And we talked about it the day before, and I simply put it in my calendar for the wrong day. We confirmed it on a Wednesday, and instead of putting it in my calendar for Thursday, which is when the appointment was supposed to be, I put it in my calendar for Friday. I don't know why. Pregnancy brain. This is wholly unlike me. But that's what happened. And then on Thursday, that person who had brought their child, it's actually someone you probably know from the internet, but I'm not going to say names because I feel like this person probably still is like, wow, Trisha really screwed me that day. Went to meet up with me for brunch and was waiting at the restaurant with her small child waiting for me and texted me and said, hey, are you coming? And I was at home still in my pajamas, face not washed, definitely not ready to go. And the restaurant was a 20 plus minute drive away. And here she was waiting for me with her small child. Oh, my goodness, I could not have been more humiliated. But that's just a great example of how if I don't write it down and I don't look at my calendar and see that I'm supposed to do a thing, I won't remember to do that thing. That's how reliant I am on this. So all of that to say that color-coded calendars, which are backed up to the cloud so that they cannot be erased by one specific device, or if you misplace a specific device, going back to the paper and pen day planners or e-planner days of old, that's what I have found has worked out for me. I have multiple backup copies of that. I back up every so often so that that won't happen to me again. But because I'm someone who is so reliant on writing things down and having that schedule laid out before me in a very easy visual to see, visual way to be able to see it clearly, I found that that can work not only as a strength in some regards when it comes to productivity, but it can also be a flaw. It was very hard for me to date people who did not operate in quite the same way. People who, you know, don't write anything down or just kind of live life all loosey-goosey and I just want to be free and whatever comes to me and then that's where I'm going to go where the wind takes me. And I love that from a philosophical standpoint. I think that's a beautiful way to live. it's just so anti how I live my life and how I operate that I found it very hard to date people like that. I found it very hard to travel with people like that. And that is where I would say my organization and my reliance on that is a bit of a flaw. So I do think you can be too organized, as well as not organized enough. And I think that kind of that sweet spot for everybody is going to be a little bit different. So for me, I do work on being a little bit more go with the flow, even though it's not how I have learned to function in life. I know that my organization and my scheduling things in tends to have me overplan for myself. And this is something that I'm working through in therapy and counseling, is being able to have times in my schedule that are just scheduled in go with the flow times. I know that kind of sounds like a bit of an oxymoron, but I will tell you it's working a little bit for me. So if you're someone like me who needs every moment scheduled out, I would encourage you to try scheduling in not scheduled time, if that makes any sense whatsoever. But if you're looking for tips on how to become more organized, I think I'd go right back to what I said back then. If you can have some type of cloud-based organization system, whether it's a specific app or calendar that you rely on or some combination of the two, I highly recommend that. It works very well for me. I also think that dividing your time and prioritizing your time and tasks throughout the day are really great. Just like I said back then, allow yourself buffers and free time in case things go over so you don't feel like a failure if you need to check off all those boxes. And I'm always looking for a new app. So I do rely very heavily on cloud-based calendars. But right now, my to-do list, I'm not using that app AnyDo anymore. I should probably go back and check that out. Sometimes I use Google Keep for tasks, but that's not super great either. Sometimes I'll use sticky notes on my computer for to-dos. And the built-in tasks into Google Calendar are not personally my favorite. So actually, I'm going to throw it out to the Naked Truth community. If anyone listening to this podcast has an app that works on Android that you absolutely love, as far as task management and your to-do list, please let me know about it. I would love to know. Hit me up on social media or in the Discord Naked Truth channel and let me know about it. That would be great. We did get a message from Naked Truth member Steven as well, who asked about tips on how to deal with someone who is disorganized. And I don't know if you mean if you're an organized person trying to work with someone who's disorganized, or if you mean tips to help that person become more organized. But I would default back to what I've said so far. You know, if you're looking for help on how to become more organized, I think getting in the habit of writing down things that you need to do, or even if you snooze your email to the time that the task needs to be done or something like that, finding some type of system that works for you. For me, it started with writing things down in a paper planner. So maybe start with the basics. Start writing things down that you need to do on a specific day and get in the habit of looking at that calendar or day planner or task management system every single morning so you know what the day has for you. That would be my tips on that. And as far as if you are an organized person or an uber organized person like me, and you're working with people either personally or professionally who are not quite so organized, that's something I'm still figuring out. I guess my tips so far are to try to understand that that is how they operate best, whether it's a personal or professional setting, and trying to compromise to the best of your ability. So maybe saying, hey, you know, say if you're traveling with someone who's a personal friend who is not an organized person and you are an organized person, saying, hey, would it be okay if I make reservations for certain activities on our trip that I think might be really fun? And then the rest of the time, we'll just leave open as free time. So that way you're still getting in some of the things that you want to do that do require a little bit of advanced planning. And you're still getting in a little bit of time to just discover things as they naturally come to you. That's what I have found has worked a little bit for me. Now, of course, in a professional setting, you might not have quite the flexibility to do something like that, but really just trying to put yourself in their shoes, realize how they work best, and trying to make accommodations within your plan for their not planning. I think that's probably the best way to go about it. So thank you to everybody who sent in audio messages to be a part of the podcast this episode. If you want to do that in the future, you can do so on anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. And the next few episodes, which we've already had some comments and questions come in for these, I'm excited about this. The next few episodes will be on cosplay boobs, and death, which I just think is the funniest back-to-back-to-back cosplay, boobs, and death. That's what we're going to be talking about in the next three episodes coming up. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on those topics, and you just may hear them in a future episode. You might hear yourself. A huge thank you to the official anchor supporters of The Naked Truth and to all of those who are listening to this and sharing this with friends. I appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, I will mention, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and want to leave a review, I would be forever in your debt. I know that it's probably a little bit ironic that I've said that, even saying earlier that Apple products are not necessarily for me, but that does not mean they might not be for you. So to any of my iFriends listening to this, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate that. That will help more people find out about the Naked Truth community and maybe join in with us on this journey. So thank you so much to those of you who are listening to this and sharing it with friends again. Final thoughts for the day. While I am someone who is very heavily reliant on being organized, I don't always think that that is a strength. I think that you need to find what way you operate best and then see if you can incorporate little tips and tricks in how you operate on a daily basis to either become a little more organized, a little less organized, or find your sweet spot so that you can be the productivity powerhouse you've always wanted to be. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.